Hello and welcome once again to the Hermitage, where we reflect each day over a portion of the gospel which we shared at Mass. Today is Friday, the 31st week in Ordinary Time, November 7th, 2025. And my name is Father Clint, coming to you from my hermitage at the St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today, Luke writes, Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.'" Jesus begins this parable with a sobering scene. A rich man calls his steward to account for squandering what was entrusted to him. The steward is not accused of theft or cruelty, but waste. Yet that is enough to bring judgment. In the same way, God will one day summon each of us to give a full account of our stewardship, of our time, our gifts, our relationships, our faith. Nothing we have truly belongs to us. Our talents, opportunities, possessions, and even our breath are held in trust for a higher purpose, namely to build love, to serve others, and to glorify God. The question this parable presses upon the heart is simple: have I been faithful with what I've been given? Have I used my time to seek God or to distract myself? Have I used my influence to lift others up or to secure my own comfort? Have I recognized that all I manage, my resources, my family, my soul, is on loan from the Lord? The steward's dismissal is not merely punishment, it is revelation. It shows him, perhaps for the first time, how dependent he is. And so it is with us. When we see the limits of our control, we are reminded that life itself is stewardship, not ownership. Today, Christ calls us to look honestly at what we hold in our hands and ask, "Am I using this gift wisely, or am I squandering it?" Repentance, then, is not only sorrow for sin, it is the humble act of turning waste into worship, of aligning every resource back towards the giver. If you found a blessing in the words today, I'd ask you to share them with your family and friends, and maybe to even invite them to join us each day here at my hermitage, where we reflect over a portion of the gospel. May God bless you today as you use your many gifts for the building up of the kingdom.